In this video, we will show you how to set up Azure Usage and Billing Portal on a brand new operating system. As an installation platform and test environment, we will be using the following items: Windows Server 2012 R2, Visual Studio 2015 Enterprise with Service Pack 3, and Power BI Desktop. As a quick solution, you may prefer Azure Virtual Machine with an image of specified features. For setting up the portal system, we will be following the 11 steps listed on the screen. Let's start the first step, installing Azure PowerShell tools. Open a browser window. Go to the address azure.microsoft.com. Under Resources menu, click Downloads menu item. Scroll down on the window until you reach the Command Line Tools section. Here, under PowerShell, click on Windows Install link and then click on Run. Once the Web Platform Installer window launched, follow the instructions to install Microsoft Azure PowerShell. After a successful installation, you will see the install status as installed. Let's continue with step 2. In this step, we'll show you how to download the repository from the GitHub page. Open any browser session and go to the repository Microsoft/Azure Usage and Billing Portal under GitHub website. Here, click on Clone or Download button, and on the pop-up menu, click Download Zip and save it on your desktop. Once the file download completed, right-click on the file to extract the contents on your desktop root folder. Now you can locally explore the contents of the repository. You may have more than one Azure subscription. To be able to install portal system, you have to select one of them. In this step, we will show you how to get the list of your available subscriptions and define its unique identifier that will be used in the future steps. Let's continue with step 3, get your subscription details. Open any internet browser session and go to portal.azure.com address. Log in with your credentials. Scroll down on the left menu, click on the subscriptions link to open subscriptions plate. Here in the list, please select the subscription that you want to install the portal system and take a note about its exact name to be used in the future steps. Now let's continue with step 4. In this step, we'll show you how to run the PowerShell script to create the required services under your selected subscription. Now, open Windows PowerShell Integrated Scripting Environment in Administrator mode. Now, open the script file from the script folder that we downloaded from the repository onto our desktop. Also, copy the full file path of the script folder. In the command prompt window, type the required commands to change the current working directory with the full path that we copied. Browse through the script to make any custom changes on the variables. Here, the imported mandatory change will be on Azure subscription name variable. You have to replace the value with the one that you have noted from the previous step. Now click on the Run button to start running the script.
After a successful compete, you will see a list of variables that are specific to created services. We will be using these variables in the future steps. In the fifth step, we'll use Visual Studio to open the solution in the repo that we downloaded on our desktop. Open any Visual Studio window. From the File menu, open the solution from the desktop. In the Solution Explorer window, expand four of the projects and open the AppConfig or WebConfig files inside them. The next steps, we will be updating some of the variables inside these files. In step 6, we will update source code parameters. Parameters in the files that we opened in the previous step. Browse through the parameters inside AppConfig and WebConfig files of the four projects that we mentioned in the previous step. Here you will see a note saying that copy and paste value from ARM script refer how to MDA document. Referring to the PowerShell script that we ran in the previous step, copy paste the appropriate values with the ones inside these files. Here we will show you how to replace all these values from the ones in the PowerShell script result one by one. As we updated all the parameter values, now we are ready to compile the projects and deploy them. In step 7, we will show you how to compile and publish the projects to Azure. open the Solution Explorer and right-click on the solution name. In the pop-up menu, click on Build or Rebuild Solution menu items. In the output window, you will see the success message. Now, one by one, let's publish each of these projects to Azure Web App Service. Right-click on the web project name and click Publish on the pop-up menu. Make appropriate settings as shown in the video and finally click on the Publish button. After a successful deployment, you will see a success message in the output window and a browser which opens the website. Do the same for other web page. Because there will be less traffic than the registration website, deploy the two WebJAV projects under dashboard website. In step 8, we will update Azure Active Directory application. Open an internet browser and go to the classical portal of the Azure subscription that is used for the deployment. On the left menu, scroll down Active Directory, click Default Directory, and in the tabs, select Applications. In the combo box, select Applications my company owns and click Search. In the list, there may be one or more items. Select the one with the name and app URL that you specified in the PowerShell script in the previous step. On the new page, select Configure tab. Scroll down to the section named Application is Multi-Tenant and set Yes. Now scroll down to the section named Permissions to Other Applications and click Add Application button. With the wizard, add two applications. One is named Windows Azure Service Management APIs, the other one is Windows Azure Active Directory. And now set their delegate permissions as shown on the video. And finally, you can save this page and close the window. In step 9, we will create required database object with SQL script. In Visual Studio, under Scripts folder, open the SQL script. Over the toolbar, click on the Connect button. In the dialog window, select the SQL Server under your Azure subscription and fill the username, password, and database name fields. Then click Connect button. In the combo box, now you will see the SQL Server database name. Click on the Execute button to run the script. You will see the success message. Now open SQL Server Object Explorer, add your SQL Server, and explore the tables and stored procedures to see if they are created successfully. In step 10, we'll show you how to register an Azure subscription to the system and start collecting billing and usage details. Start a new in private internet browsing session. On the address bar, type your registration website address, which you can find either on the portal or the PowerShell script. Because we will be registering personal Azure subscription, we will be selecting the login option too. In the text box, enter your directory name. To find the directory name of the subscription that you want to monitor, open the classic Azure portal and log in with the credentials of the subscription that you want to monitor. Under the settings page, you can see and note the directory name. Now enter the copied directory name into the directory name field and click Authenticate button. Again, enter the credentials of the Azure subscriptions that you want to monitor. In the authorization page, you can click Accept button. On the Display Name field, enter a meaningful display name that will be used in the reports. Afterwards, you can click the Allow Monitoring button. You will see that the status message is changed to Yes Monitoring. In the final step, step 11, we will set up the Power BI report. Open the Power BI desktop application that you can download from internet for free. For download link, please refer to the documentation. From File menu, click Open menu item to open the Power BI report on your desktop. You will see some errors on the visual components of the report. To fix them, open the Query Editor window. On the Data Source Settings window, you can set the SQL Server name, SQL database, username, and password information. Please follow the instructions on the video. Once you complete the settings in Data Source Settings window, you can click on the Refresh Preview button to get the data. Here it's very important to right-click on the query name and select Enable Load menu item. After 5 seconds, visual components of the report will show some data. Here, 3 of the custom visual components properties must be updated by adding 3 auto-calculate data fields in the field section. As shown on the video instructions, add these 3 auto-calculate fields like an Excel function and drag and drop them on the visual components as shown on the video. You can enable multi-item selection from Components Properties window. Our visual report is now ready. If you want, you can publish it on Power BI online by getting a trial account for 90 days.